It's an old man.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Okay, second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's always great to have my friend and a hero, Dr. Stella Emanuel, in studio. Let me tell you what else we got coming up. There's Joe Biden in the MAGA hat. I do wonder, the videos that we've seen, it just appears to be him just putting it on. So I don't know what really led up to this. And it broke right before we went on air. But maybe Joe Biden was watching the debate last night and said, "You know what? I'm on the Trump train. I saw Kamala Harris's debate performance. I think I'm Trump now," said Joe Biden. You know, the one zinger Trump had last night, I'll tell you a secret. Joe Biden, he hates her, okay? Hates her. Probably. I mean, she called him a racist during the 2020 debate, so, you know. That's Democrat Party politics for you. So we're actually going to be going. You know, this is such an interesting development now. And Trump forced it into the mainstream consciousness, talking about the Haitians in Ohio, because that's not mainstream news. They're not covering that. Well, now they are. And it is real. They're are multiple points of evidence that we have. I got police reports today. We got police audio today, phone calls. I mean, we've shown you the pictures. We've shown you the city council meetings when the people show up. So, yeah, there's overwhelming evidence. And then Kamala Harris just cackles and says, "That's not true." And David Muir's like, "Of course, everybody knows that's not true." Well, everybody knows it is true that's paying attention. But see, that's what's so crazy. Now, Mark Lamont Hill, a well-known leftist BLM liberal type, and he gets platformed all the time on mainstream news. And so it's just like Angela Rye. And so that's the problem. People like Angela Rye and Mark Lamont Hill don't actually have to earn it because, hey, I'm black. I just have to show up and talk. So they can be ignorant and still get hired by a CNN or still get sell books because they're a black liberal. You know, as long as they toe the Democrat Party line as a black person, then they can be lazy and they don't have to earn their keep. They just have to show up and be black. And so here's a perfect example from Mark Lamont Hill. "She wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens who are in prison is the wildest thing I've ever heard in any debate ever." So Mark Lamont Hill clearly doesn't do his research and doesn't realize that on multiple occasions in a print questionnaire and in a interview, Kamala Harris did indeed say that she would support transgender operations for illegal immigrants who are in prison. That is a Kamala Harris policy officially as of 2019, said not just once in an interview, but then printed again in an ACLU questionnaire. And he just comes on here, "Oh my gosh, Trump just said the craziest, dumbest thing I've ever heard, that Kamala Harris wants to support transgender surgeries for illegal aliens in prisons," except it's real. So yes, that is the craziest thing you've ever heard, not because Trump said it, because Kamala Harris supported it. But you'd vote for Kamala Harris. That's the thing, because you're a low-information voter. Or perhaps in this case, a no-information voter, actually, for the sake of this. And so, see, that's what we're up against. And then the same thing happens. And that's it. Kamala Harris is the diversity hire. Angela Rye is the diversity hire. Mark Lamont Hill is the diversity hire. And you know, Mark Lamont Hill might be a bright guy. He might have potential. Same with Angela Rye. But they don't have to reach it. They get to show up and collect a paycheck because they're the diversity hires. So they can be lazy, and they can go on air and say there's no such thing as a black Trump supporter, and they can go on their X account and say Kamala Harris doesn't support transgender surgery for illegal aliens, and they are just 100% wrong, no information takes, but they'll never get fired. Nobody will stop giving them book deals. Nobody will stop inviting them on the shows because they're black liberals. So they don't have to be informed. They just have to show up and be black. Same with Kamala Harris. She laughs. She's black now. She used to be, you know, Indian. Whatever it is. We got a little clip on that too. And so she cackles. Oh my gosh, you're spreading the lie that there's Haitians eating geese and pets in Ohio. But it's actually happening. And so we're actually going to go to Springfield, Ohio with a guest coming up in about 20 minutes. You're not going to want to miss that. But you know what? Since I mentioned it, here's Kamala Harris talking about her Indian heritage. How about that in clip 20?
I come from a long line of tough, trailblazing and phenomenal women. My grandmother would go into villages in India because she was Indian and lived in India, and she would go to the villages in India. It was a famous story in our family. My grandfather would say she was going to be the end of his career, but my grandmother would go into the villages with a bullhorn, talking with the women about the need to have access to reproductive.
What a load of scum! This is the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, so there you go. So this guy's just a funny comedian who makes fun of her for being Indian and then black. But see, Kamala Harris comes from a long line of strong Indian women. But then they just make her mother disappear. Wow, you're really showing pride in your family there, aren't you, Kamala? All right, the crew just brought me the story. I'm going to have to dig into it more so I can properly deliver it to you. But another issue that came up last night was Kamala basically denied meeting with Putin. But it's actually worse than her just meeting with Putin. It looks like, the deep state, the military industrial complex, it just runs deep. And Kamala Harris can posture herself as anti this or pro that, depending on which way the wind blows. But it appears like the timing of her meeting with Zelensky and Putin and then the war starting is almost unbelievable. So that's why I'm going to have to look at this. They just brought me this. What about this in clip 20? David Muir talking to Kamala Harris in 2020 versus David Muir talking to Kamala Harris in 2024, clip 21.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff. As it relates to the Affordable Care Act, understand, just look at the history to know where people stand.
President Obama, after Sandy Hook, more than 23 executive actions, and yet here we all are today. In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can. Great. Many things you can't.
Let the senator answer.
I would just say, hey, Joe. Instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. So as the head of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, I'm very excited to tell you that as of today, we are closing the gun show loophole. Basically, we are requiring that anybody who sells guns as a dealer has to do background checks. And what we know is this is going to save lives. So it's an important step forward. We got more to do. We need to pass an assault weapons ban. We need red flag laws and universal background checks. But good news to report today. Take care.
So that's interesting.
Want to ban assault weapons, and they want to ban books.
Oh. So how many clips is that now, guys? I think 6 or 7 clips that we've just played today of Kamala saying she'd ban assault weapons. But last night she said she never said it didn't happen. Because she relies on low or no information voters. But, you know, that's funny. You go back and you listen to cackling Kamala in 2020, dropping out, didn't get a single delegate in the race, was polling at 0%, so had to drop out. Gets 0 votes and then becomes the nominee. It's an incredible path for Kamala. Democrats have an incredible ability to fall upward, to fail forward. Like Joe Biden falls upstairs. Joe Biden calling out Kamala Harris on the 2020 debate platform that you can't ban guns. We have a constitution and a bill of rights. And cackling Kamala just says, yes, we can. Wow. I mean, we have certainly come a long way since then, haven't we? And then you got Joe Biden putting on the Trump hat today. So maybe that's why. You know, maybe Joe Biden is like, you know what? I kind of don't want Kamala Harris to ban assault weapons, actually. I'm going to vote for Trump. I wonder where Hunter stands on all of this. Still curious. So this is how it goes afterwards. A woman is asked about the debate, Trump or Harris, clip 22.
Was actually going to make our country better. And we're in an incredibly unique situation where we've had both of the candidates in office before and we've gotten to see what they would do. And when facts come to facts, my life was better when Trump was in office. The economy was higher, inflation was lower, things were better overall. And now with Kamala's administration, things haven't been so fantastic. And she's saying she can fix the problems that her administration has caused, but I just don't know if I can afford to take that risk.
When facts come to facts, well said. Yeah, when facts come to facts, Democrats destroy. So everybody realizes that. By the way, we've played a ton of these kind of focus group deals where it's MSNBC or CNN. And we're talking about all middle-aged women mostly that are supposed to be voting Democrat, and they're all saying that they're not going to vote for Kamala Harris and that they prefer Donald Trump. And it's all battleground states, by the way. That's in Pennsylvania. We had it in Michigan. We had it in Wisconsin. So again, we're not up against Harris. She's a joke. She's a clown. She doesn't have any real support. We're up against voter fraud. We're up against election fraud. We're up against the deep state. We're up against a criminal political class, and I just don't know how much the debate really impacts anything as much as clearing the voter rolls of the illegals, clearing the voter rolls of non-citizens, making sure they can't vote. I mean, really, you need to stop the mail-in ballots altogether, but you got that going on too, so monitoring the drop boxes, which we do know is happening. But, you know, on the gun issue, this is such a common sense thing to me. And it's now Anna Kasparian on the Young Turks, and she just totally gets it. And so how people don't understand this common sense is beyond me. So let's just even remove the Second Amendment from the conversation here. Well, I mean, really, it always comes into play. It's the right to self-defense. So I guess you can't really remove it because it's you have a right to defend yourself. You have an inherent right to defend yourself, given to you from God, not the government, from God. And the government's supposed to protect that right. They're violating their oath to the Constitution. Some might call it treason. So, now, this is on top of seeing these Haitian gangs taking over hotels, taking over apartment complexes in Colorado and Texas, Chicago, and they have guns. And so the Democrats want to pass bills, and they have in some states. If you're driving in your car, okay, you can have a gun. But your gun has to be in a locked compartment, And then it has to be separated from the magazine and separated from the ammo that have to be in separate locked compartments. So if somebody comes up to you and puts a gun to your head and says, give me your car, all you have to do is ask them politely, hey, can I have 5 minutes to grab my firearm and defend myself? And I'm sure they'll oblige. Of course, that's moronic. But that's what the Democrats want you to do. If you're a woman and you're driving downtown, driving in a bad area, whatever, late at night, somebody breaks into your car, tries to kidnap you. Boy, gee golly, I have a gun to defend myself, but the Democrats made me put it in a lockbox and separate the ammo from the gun, so I guess I'm getting raped tonight. Thanks, Democrats. So Anna Kasparian gets it. Here's what she tells Jank Yogurt. Just common sense in clip one.
So what's the FBI supposed to do?
Okay, hold on. You can't make an arrest there because other than making the threats, he hasn't done anything
wrong yet. The threat is a crime. It's a terroristic threat.
Okay, sure.
But you have to have it locked in a locker that is not in your house. That is in a facility somewhere else. Okay?
I disagree.
Yeah, I know. I disagree, Cenk. Okay.
Okay, look, you and I have a lot of these private conversations. So let me just ask you publicly, okay? As a Californian, as an Angeleno, you know full well that right now there is a huge problem with what Karen Bass, the mayor of LA, has dubbed crime tourism, where people are literally coming here from other countries, okay? They're flying here on short-term visas. They're committing crimes, including invading people's homes to rob them as they are in their homes, okay? And what are people supposed to do if there are people coming in fully armed, ready to rob them, threatening their lives? They're not allowed to have a weapon to defend themselves in their own home. They have to have it locked away in a lockbox in some other location. That makes no sense.
No, Anna, it doesn't make sense because we're already in an ocean of weapons.
What does that have to do with the policy, you jackass? So, again, this is just common sense. Like, how are people's brains so broken? Do you ever wonder that? How are people's brains so broken? But hey, let's entertain Anna's question because I just answered it. Anna, a woman, I don't know, I think she's married. I don't know. Let's say Anna lives alone in Aurora, Colorado, and she's at home watching Netflix on a Tuesday night. And a Venezuelan gang member shows up at the front door with a gun. Well, golly gee, she's been disarmed by the Democrats. Her gun is in a safe in a different location. Maybe they want to come in and kidnap her or rape her. And her gun is not there because the Democrats said you have to store your gun off-site. Well, gee, what does that do? So Anna says, well, what am I supposed to do when that happens? Well, don't you know, Anna? Don't you know this is the Democrat Party logic? All you have to do is ask the rapist if you can just get in your car, drive to the safe, and come back and deal with them. I'm sure they'll oblige. How do the Democrats defend this logically? So no laws have stopped a mass shooting. Have you noticed that? The next school shooter, unfortunately, is not going to be stopped by a law. There is no law that a Democrat can write today or tomorrow or the next day that is going to stop the next school shooter. It's just true. Have any laws in the city of Chicago, go ahead, pull up the numbers. What do you guys think this weekend in Chicago? I'll say over under 3 dead, 15 shot. No laws can stop the gun violence in Chicago. It still happens every day. There is not a law a Democrat can pass today, tomorrow, yesterday that's going to stop the next school shooter. Not going to happen. You know what is going to stop the next school shooter? A good guy with a gun. And if you separate the good guy with a gun from his gun, what do you have now? The next school shooter. Why is this logic lost on Democrats? How about that? I got that one exactly right. I'm too good at this. It's actually really sad. 3 dead, 22 shot. How is this lost on the Democrats? But see, that's what I'm saying. Looks like it was actually 4. It's the over now. But see, that's why you have a right to self-defense. Because it's common sense. It's common sense. We need gun safety. So you, Joe America, put your gun in a safe and separate it from the ammo in the magazine and have it off-site because that's gun safety. Oh, yeah, because the criminal and the rapist and the burglar and the home invader and the gang member, they're going to take that law into consideration, I'm sure. No, actually, they're going to see that and they're going to know law-abiding citizens are now disarmed and soft targets. How is this lost? Why are people's brains so broken? Or do they just really live in this la-la land? And maybe that's what it is. They just live in this la-la land of unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold and, you know, men or women and trans kids and it's all fun. They don't live in the real world. By the way, this is what she was talking about, crime tourism. Here's a report about crime tourism, clip 3.
Eyewitness News reporter Josh Haskell is live in Van Nuys with more on the arrests and what investigators call crime tourism. Josh.
And Philip and Colleen, this is the business behind me. It is now shut down. It appears to be a car rental company, but they were not interested in renting cars to you or I, but criminals from South America. Six defendants under arrest in Los Angeles for coordinating a nationwide crime tourism operation involving an L.A. rental car business with locations in Van Nuys and in Panorama City. But the dealerships only rented cars to criminals flying in from South America, mainly Chile, coming here to commit home and business burglaries, thefts, and other crimes.
Crime tourists would go to this car rental business. There they'd be provided with a vehicle. They would also be directed, since many of them were not familiar with the country, to where to go to commit acts of crime and theft.
Yeah. And so they make this whole concept like, oh my gosh, the wild, wild west. Oh my gosh, people having guns. Well, actually, it was a lot safer. You had a lot less crime back then because you knew if you tried to commit a crime or go into someone's house or assault somebody, they're going to pull a gun out and blow you away. But now everybody's a soft target, so criminals know it, and crime is skyrocketing. But hey, maybe you can ask the criminal nicely, can I please go grab my gun out of the safe and then assemble it and put the ammo in the magazine and then put it in the gun? Can you just give me 5 minutes to do that, please? I'm sure the criminal will listen and oblige.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.